Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Jordan's going to go to NBC. And I mean, this is kind of an older story. This happened last week, and we're looking at some of LeBron stuff, and you just came out and just said, like, oh, I'm not really interested. I'm like, how could you not be interested in what Michael Jordan has to say pre, post, whatever, during an NBC broadcast about what's going on in current basketball? Because I haven't heard Michael Jordan, other than for the Last Dance, I haven't heard him really give his opinion on anything when it comes to basketball. I've heard him give his opinion on NASCAR. Certainly he has strong opinions about that, what's going on with his team right now. But that's a deep dive you can do later on. I have not heard his basketball opinions. I'm very much looking forward to this.
I am curious what he has to give and what he wants to give. You had mentioned to me off the air about The Last Dance, how awesome he was in that documentary. But at the same time, it was the most self-serving documentary ever. The whole point of The Last Dance was to combat, you know, the debate over who is the best of all time. And we got all this great old footage that was unearthed. And it was great to relive it because it had been a while. It had been long enough, the distance in between, that we were all engrossed by it. Plus, not to mention, it was nothing going on because it was COVID, right? We were going through all that during a dead time in our sports lives. I'm genuinely curious if he's going to, is he really going to weigh in on basketball debates? Is he going to break down analysis of games or players and how they play? And here's the one I really want to know, because at times it had been hard for like Charles Barkley, even though he had been in our lives every year, the game has changed so much since he played and since Shaq played that there's only so many times you can hear about, well, this is how it worked back then. We are like three generations of basketball since he played. Like, the game has evolved.
It's been a long time.
So much. Think about how far the game has evolved since the Warriors, when they burst onto the scene and won the title in 2015, when they took all these threes and no one else did, to now everybody takes way more threes than the Warriors took during that era. And the pace of the game is so different that what I'm curious, even though the playoffs, it changes.
But
what does Michael Jordan, how relatable is his analysis going to be on basketball?
Do you hear yourself now? Don't you want to hear what he sounds like when he's on NBC and how tough he's going to be on some of these players?
Yeah.
I mean, he could bring a...
I am curious.
He could maybe... I don't think he's just going to bring a couple of comments here and there and kind of ease into it. I think he's going to bring a sledgehammer with him on some of this stuff. And I tell you,
well,
it's going to be the first time he talks about LeBron and what he's doing at 41 years old. That's going to be must-see television, because that's going to go all over the place. Like, we are going to be playing his clips from NBC.
So does he have that
about
in
what
him?
He says about LeBron James? I why wouldn't he?
Well, because I haven't seen it. I don't know. I have no idea what we're getting out of this.
It's very, I will tell you, that club, like there's Hall of Famers, and then if you've noticed, there's like Michael, LeBron, Kobe was part of it. A couple, like Dr. J, Bill Russell. Like, there were a couple of guys, like, they were different. Like, it's like they were going to have their own separate room away from the Hall of Famers. And I want to know, because you can't say anything about Dr. J now or Bill Russell or any of them other guys. LeBron's still playing. So what are you willing to say about a guy who you are in the same stratosphere with? You've owned basketball teams before. You are an entrepreneur. You're an icon. He's an icon. What are you going to say? What are you going to say about some guys who can't defend themselves anymore when you make greatest of all time comparisons with LeBron? I'm interested to hear all of it. I'm interested, obviously, to hear what he has to say about LeBron James, but I also want to know, all right, what does he say? Like, when they have the Cavs on NBC, I imagine they will be at some point. What if he just goes and goes, this Evan Mobley kid, he's great. He ain't got the dog in him, and he never will be. That's 4 hours the next morning. I'm sorry. I mean, if he says something like that, in theory, yes. If he says the guys around him are a problem, or this guy, just be patient, he's going to be great. It's whatever he says is going to be something we play the next morning.
I kind of put it up there with Tiger. Like, we have rarely gotten the real thoughts out of Tiger. And you know, especially now about what we know in his personal life and how he lived a totally different life than he put out over the cameras, and a very polished media identity. Whenever Tiger has been asked about anybody or whatever, you've got nothing that you can run with. Well, there's almost never any real analysis. And so that's what I want to know. Are we going to get real stuff out of Michael? And then I really do wonder how relatable today's game is to him, or is he just going to say the entire league is soft? It's not like he...
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Used to be, like, I think that would get very old very fast.
I think you're right,
like,
about it.
The reason Charles Barkley works is not because of his great analysis. Nobody even really cares about him. They want him to be a clown. They want him to be funny. And it normally there is a payoff. He's pretty good over time about being able to entertain. Can MJ entertain? And are these going to be... When you hear about how they're going to do this with Michael Jordan, I've seen some discussions that it could be like canned elements, like in the box, that are going to be just like recorded. That doesn't work. None of that stuff.
No,
I
want to see him at a desk. I want to see him at a desk, at least in the beginning. I want to see him. I got to see him live right there making decisions on what he thinks of players and what he thinks right then and there. That's what I think makes Barkley so good. The other thing that makes Barkley so good at it, and Barkley was a Hall of Famer and a great player. I don't think he's in that extra room that I was talking about with players. What makes Barkley so likable, he knows he's done some goofy things in his career. He openly talks about it. Like, he knows that he is not above reproach, that he can't be criticized here. Well, we've heard wild things about Michael Jordan. Well, is he ready? Like, Charles Barkley has stood right in there and has traded barbs with great NBA players. Not just Shaq on the set. I'm talking current NBA players. He has found himself in the crosshairs of what he said about players. I think LeBron and him had a dust up, if I'm not mistaken, some years ago. And he has been able to stand behind what he said and even see some of the things that he can be found at fault on, whether it be on the floor or certainly in his personal life. Is Michael willing to do that? Is Michael willing to say something about somebody, and then that player get asked about it, and then who knows what that player is going to say about Michael Jordan? Is he willing to do that? These things that I'm saying is why I want to see him so bad next year. It's why I want to see if they ended up doing what you're talking about, Lyman, and I know you got something to say over their own.
Well, I just don't believe that they're going to put him live. I assumed it's all going to be packaged.
If they don't, I think it's an immense waste.
Barkley needed it.
Yes, that's true. He doesn't need it.
To have a legacy, Barkley absolutely needed the TNT thing.
If that's what they then I think it's a giant waste. You bring in Michael Jordan because
if we were going to get that, we would have heard from him before now.
But
you don't hear anything from the guy.
That's what's so crazy. Somebody with his appeal, global appeal, to not hear from the guy over this this many years, especially when somebody who he's been compared to.
Are they still hashing out what he's going to do? Right?
But I mean, even like you don't hear from him just making an appearance during a finals. Any of that stuff during the Olympics, or anything. I don't hear him at
all.
Are
they paying? I mean, NBC's going to pay him. Are the other entities paying him? Because the NBC is not carrying anything right now.
Well, yeah, obviously they're going to pay him. They've lost basketball for how many years?
Okay. So right now, if we know he's going to be back, then you, in so many ways, you buy his silence. Because I don't know exactly what he's going to do. But if they go and they do prepackaged stuff, I'm sorry. That's not what he's there for. He's not there to give prepackaged stuff. I can get a lot of guys can do X's and O's. Go get Coach Mike. Go get the czar. Go have him do X's and O's. I know that he's really good at that. But when I have Michael Jordan, you're there for one reason. We all know what that is. He is the generational divide between guys our age and younger people about who the greatest of all time is. It has been people have based their entire careers off this argument. And now you have him actually coming out and talking about, that's what people want to hear. I do not need Michael Jordan to tell me how the zone defense is going to work against the Cleveland Cavaliers with the Indiana Pacers in the second round of next year's playoffs. I do not need that. I could get someone else to do it, and that's perfectly fine. I want Michael Jordan to tell me why this guy's got it, why that guy doesn't. What the comparison was. Why Phil Jackson deserves to be with the greatest of all time coaches instead of just, hey, you had Michael, you had Kobe, you had Shaq. Like, I want to hear that. I don't need to hear all the X's and O's stuff from him.
Do you think young fans really want to hear about basketball in the 80s and 90s?
I think their dads do, and I think that you're going to get more people like us because how many times? I mean, I heard it again. I was at my godson's birthday, and I'm over there checking stuff on my phone, like seeing what the Eastern Conference Finals Game 3 was going to be. I got no time for basketball. I don't watch that stuff. I mean, I'm hearing this from guys our age. Guys our age. So there's definitely a market for it. You bring Michael Jordan back, I guarantee you, and he's giving an actual opinion on what these players are. Yeah, they'll check it out at first because it's Michael Jordan. They might stay for Michael Jordan if he's going to go out there and he's going to start throwing flames and in his own way. I don't know if he has to be so mean-spirited about everything, but I mean, the stuff that he said, and I know it was his production and everything like that, but boy, there was some captivating stuff in The Last Dance. I'm really looking forward to this.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.